Yes, welcome back, everybody. 22 minutes past 8. We're talking to Citizen Stu from the invadingholland.com blog. And I just want to read something out that I saw I quite like. This is the guide to the circle party. Okay, we've all been there. As a non-Dutch speaker, it is possible to go from being unintentionally ignored to suddenly having the entire room focus upon you within a split second as everyone waits silently for your answer to a question that you might not have heard because you were too busy watching a bug crawl across a window. This can happen because a Dutch attendee simply wants to practice their English, ask you what you brought you to Holland, and simply know the current prices of the UK housing market. Whatever the reason, everyone in the room suddenly wants to hear the English speaker talk, and they never seem to realise what a shock to the system this sudden intimidating attention can be, or that testing us on our Dutch under the watchful eye of a room full of native speakers is not necessarily in the most comfortable of situations. Oh, absolutely understand that one, yeah. So, have you ever thought about putting a book together, like other people have done, about their experiences in the Netherlands?
I have, and it's one of those things I keep on intending to get round to. I even started it at one point, and my computer crashed, and I lost it all. But it's definitely something in the works that I want to do.
Okay, and because there was a guy did a book called My Damned Life. Yeah, which yes. I think a lot of people have read here.
Did you like it?
I didn't. Wasn't a big fan.
I couldn't finish it.
I couldn't finish it either.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, and it's an Aussie author, and he's quite funny. Yeah. But the stuff about the inspection shelves, hilarious. Until I have one in my house now, and it's disturbing. The toilets, if people don't know, the Dutch design.
I think everybody knows the toilets.
Well, yeah. If you don't, lucky you. But, yeah, it was just too bleak for me and too, angry expat, and it just was not helping live here.
This is what I mean, because you must get to a point where you find out you're just going to go into slagging the Dutch off territory. And like we've mentioned before, Jason, we're here because we love the place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is, don't get me started on the British. You know, if you want me to, life in England, yeah. You know, when you think that the other option is going back home, being confronted by overweight people with straightened hair, throwing up and punching each other on a Friday night. And in the 13 years I've been here, the only time I've ever seen any violence on a Friday was when I either started it or got involved in it. And the fact that you're 10 minutes from anywhere on your bike and you can go out to as late as you want, you go on forever, but the whole thing is difference. And when you live somewhere else, you notice the difference because it's a different culture. So I think it's okay to point out and have fun with those differences. So I think, you know, the host nation should also be a little bit more chilled out, not quite as defensive. But it's like you say, though, Susie, there's a thin line between being humorously observant and just moaning. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're moaning about it, then piss off back to where you came from.
Yeah, and I think you tread on the good side of that line, I think, Stuart. There's another item I'd like to mention, how to count. I first learned to count to 10 in Dutch by listening to the phone numbers for porn chat lines being read out by barely dressed, excitable young ladies on late night TV. This is why I can count in a very sexy voice. However, I later found out there was no need to moan between each number.
That's great. So when someone first asked you your mobile number, were you like, null ses?
Naked.
And I got a lot of phone calls, which was the strange thing.
That's fantastic.
Okay. One of the things I noticed about your site is no adverts on it.
No.
Have you been tempted?
I've been tempted, and I've had requests, but till now, I don't know. It hasn't really done anything for me, the idea of putting ads on it yet. It's
apart from the huge cash benefit, you could probably
that's probably very tempting. The figure's not been big enough yet, basically.
No. Okay.
He's doing a Facebook, basically, just waiting.
Yes.
Until the right time.
Till I get bought out.
Maybe an IPO for $1 billion and then we'll be sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And one last question for you. From me anyway, before Jason starts off. Which football team are you going to support this summer?
Ooh, it has to be Holland.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
what?
I'll be leaving. Actually, the way it always goes for me is because I get asked by so many Dutch people, which team will you be supporting? It's always, Holland first, because, you know, I live here. Otherwise, they kick me out. And then once Holland's out, then...
It's the other way around. This is the easy answer to that question is, England until we get knocked out, and then in the later stages of the tournament, Holland. I mean, that's the basic way it always...
That's the way it used to
be. So, get the heartache out of the way first with the perennial failure of our home nation.
And then that means you're showing no belief in our country.
Absolutely correct.
And then, experience has taught as well.
Exactly. Yes. I think 2 years ago was the only time I'll ever see a World Cup final where I'm supporting a team in it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's crack on for our next little segment we always put in. And because you're obviously a big fan of the show, Stuart, this will become as no surprise to you. Mm-hmm. A few questions than expected. If you could just give us a number between 1 and 10 and you get a random question thrown your way.
But you have to say it in a sexy
way.
Voice.
And these are Matt's questions, not mine. So if you do pick the one perennially dark question that's in here, I have no responsibility.
Okay, I'm going to go for number 8.
Number 8. Where are you going when you leave this studio, says Stalker Matt.
Straight to the police. I will be going to work. And getting there very early.
What is it? What is the day job?
My day job is actually designing computer games for Guerrilla Games.
Ah,
here in Amsterdam.
Oh, nice.
Pick another number between 1 and 10.
Number 2.
2.
What is your most embarrassing experience? Which is actually quite appropriate.
Oh, there are so many to pick from.
Yeah, Kathy's pointing out that in your blog you had 48 entries for embarrassment. And then 6 for romance. So sorry, wifey.
Yeah, well, it's because my wife's the much more sensible one. There's to pick take the mickey out of there. Where myself, there's tons of things I can take the mickey out of.
And the worst one. The one that maybe you wouldn't even put on the blog. Come on, confess. No one's listening. It's 28 past 8 in the morning.
I think I pretty much put everything on the blog.
Oh, really?
Can we quickly pick one from the embarrassing...
I think probably the most embarrassing and random one that I've never figured out what it was when I'd only been here for a few weeks, and I was just walking down the high street in Harlem, and suddenly this lady comes running up towards me. I don't know if I can say this early in the radio, on the radio, wearing a strap-on rubber dildo, followed by a camera crew with a microphone, and just shoves this camera, this microphone in my face and starts asking me questions in Dutch. And I was just sort of like what's going on? What the hell have I done coming to this country? And she sort of quickly realizes I'm very English and goes, oh, never mind, and runs off. And
what
I'm
was just, she asking? Do you have any idea?
To this day, I have no idea.
You should
idea.
Have improvised and just dropped to your knees.
Oh, that's Do you know, I love that because I had a similar experience in San Francisco where I was walking around the gay area and thought, this is just boring, there's nothing happening. And then I saw a guy walk past. And he was wearing a dress that had hitched up over his hips. He was completely naked of any hair and anything else below it. And then he realizes and he pulls his little dress down. And I thought, okay, I've actually now seen a sample of this city. And there we go.
I think there's a little bit of a difference between a woman wearing some form of artificial implement and the fact that you saw a gentleman in a dress walking out with his todger hanging out.
There's different levels of craziness
exactly.
there as well.
What did you do, by the way?
What did I do?
Did you improvise and drop? Never mind.
One more question.
I pointed out to my boyfriend. He was very unhappy with me.
One more.
Oh, number 10.
Oh, I didn't go for number 7, the dark one. Mm-hmm. When were you most happiest in your life?
Oh.
That's a new one.
The day I got married.
I knew that. Oh.
The second marriage.
And you go, oh.
You must
specify.
Actually, you've been married 3 times, though. Is that right? Yeah?
No, I am actually currently on my second marriage.
Oh, okay.
But the first one was only for 24 hours.
Second and last, right?
You were the one that married Britney Spears.
Yes. No. There's a event every Valentine's Day here in Amsterdam called Wed and Walk. And it's basically a marriage for 24 hours. And this was before I met my wife. But a friend of mine said... should we go and get married for 24 hours? And I was like, okay, sounds like fun.
So that
we
sounds went like something set up for illegal immigrants to be able to stay here.
yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was real.
Some cultures have that. That's real. But anyway.
I have to stop us now because we're running way late. We're going to have to go straight into the news. Stick around, Stuart. So if you want to catch his website, it's www.invadingholland.com. And you can read all the stuff.